What is up, Steel Studios? Back at you. Double shot Saturday. Double shot Saturday. Study session. I'm your host, Jeremy Ritz. Welcome to episode number 75 of the study session. No sleep. Let's get it. It's an exciting time. Happy to come back here with you with some more thoughts on the Thursday night contest from the Steelers-Eagles preseason game after having some time to process. Again, it's episode 75 here, Saturday, August 14th, and welcome. Grateful that you're here with me today. Please connect with me via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com and please give me a follow on Twitter at stillstudy. So again, I had some more time to process the Steelers versus Eagles preseason game from Thursday night and just wanted to expand on some of the things I hit on Friday, starting with Dwayne Haskins. And just how really encouraged I am by his performance and what this potentially can mean for the team moving forward. Again, 16 to 22, 161 yards. Threw that touchdown pass on a 3rd and 11. And just looked in command of the offense. Looked cool. Did not look rattled whatsoever. And I think that's one of the big contrasts between his game and Mason Rudolph's game. Again, with Mason, there's just a level of indecision and lack of decisiveness. When he takes the snap, drops back, his vision of the field just, it doesn't look like he trusts himself. Again, I don't believe that's because of a lack of arm strength. Not that he has the strongest arm. I feel like there is some hesitancy because he's afraid to make a mistake. But that indecision Thursday night resulted in a sack on one play. Now there, everything was covered. But still, he's got to have that vision and anticipation to get rid of the ball. There was another play too on a 3rd down. Yeah, everything was covered, but he threw short of the sticks. And on the flip side, Haskins looked much cooler, calmer, collected, under pressure. Still a small sample size to draw any definitive conclusion. But what needs to happen on next Saturday against the Lions is Tomlin has to give Haskins the opportunity to run with the ones. What can he do with that starting lineup? Because we've seen what Rudolph can do, and that's the other thing to factor into this competition here. Yes, I'm officially declaring it a competition. We've seen Rudolph's performances with the starters, or the so-called starters here in preseason. Haskins is playing with the backups. So it's not apples to apples. For evaluative purposes for Tomlin and the coaching staff, Haskins needs to get that opportunity. I do think that's coming Saturday. He'll be the quarterback in there after Roethlisberger. Rudolph's going to follow. And then, again, as I mentioned in the honor roll, Dobbs did not play well. He may not even receive any snaps next week. But I do believe Haskins runs with the ones, stays in there probably for the full. Ben's going to get a series. That's it. Maybe two. But then Haskins is going to come in. He'll probably play the remainder of the half. And then Rudolph will be in third quarter. I would be highly surprised if Rudolph is in after Ben. But stranger things. I also had some time to go back and look more at the offensive line. Again, the running game was a strength on Thursday. It wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. The pass protection was okay. There were some instances where there were pressures given up. Kendrick Green, Trey Turner, Joe Haig. One of the things regarding Green that I'm concerned about is just his stature. If the larger defensive lineman can overpower him. He's a strong guy, but is he going to be able to hold up against those larger D tackles? Got to see the athleticism of Dan Moore. And one of the questions that's been thrown out there following the game versus the Eagles is Dan Moore in a competition with Chukwuma Okorafor for a starting spot? Can the rookie start? Does he even have an opportunity to do so? Again, Moore hasn't been perfect, but neither has Okorafor. But Moore has shown aggressiveness, nastiness, physicality, in addition to athleticism and the ability to move down the field and blocks and make blocks at the second level. Dotson finally got snaps. Wonder if we will see the full unit against the Lions, including Zach Banner there at right tackle. Again, work in progress. And we'll have to see how that tackle competition between a core four and more plays out, if it in fact is one. The other big news from Thursday night, Joe Schobert is now a Pittsburgh Steeler coming over from the Jaguars. Prior to that, he played with Cleveland before signing that big contract in Jacksonville. I talked about Schobert having outstanding coverage abilities, and now he'll be paired with Devin Bush inside. They need that. The Eagles exposed a massive weakness for the team, and that's the ability to cover tight ends at that inside backer position. As much as we are all cheering for Robert Spillane, he just, from a talent perspective, is incapable of being consistent and effective in covering the tight ends. And even Bush didn't look great in coverage, but we have to keep in mind that he is coming back from injury. He still is getting his legs under him. It's better for him to work that out now. But I do have some concerns because we have seen that in training camp practices that has been reported. So hopefully this isn't a developing trend for Bush. Remember, they traded up to get him. They expect him to be an all-world inside linebacker. So, again, I'll be cautiously pessimistic here, being that Bush is still recovering from the injury, but we need to see more from him. And then finally, as I'm now working on my updated 53-man roster prediction following the Eagles contest, I'm still working through what I'm going to do at the outside backer and cornerback position. Because at this point, I don't have Benny Snell making the roster. I have Kalen Ballage making it over him. I don't have Benny Snell making the final 53, which I'm surprised that I'm saying that because I'm a Benny Snell fan. At the start of camp, I was a firm believer that Snell would make it, but I'm highly encouraged by what I've seen from Ballage. So with that additional spot, I'm trying to determine whether or not it's more important to add an outside linebacker, a fifth guy on the 53, or to add another cornerback to the cornerback room. Your top three at outside backer established: TJ, Highsmith, Ingram. There's a battle going on between Cassius Marsh and Quincy Roche for that number four. Marsh was quiet against the Eagles. Roche had a half a sack. You could make the argument that because Roche is a rookie that you could sneak him onto the practice squad. Or do they keep both? Do you keep both of those guys? Because the outside linebacker is such a critical part of that defense. And the other player you have to throw in the mix, because throughout training camp practices and also in both preseason contests, Jahmyr Jones has played well. He had another sack again on Thursday. So I think there are probably some deep discussions taking place around outside linebacker, but also cornerback, because the cornerback play Thursday night was not great. Now, Joe Hayden didn't play. Understandable. He's a veteran. They're not going to risk him getting hurt. But Sutton did not have a good performance. James Pierre was okay in his duties. That could be a position they make a move on. But that's where my mind's at right now. And I also, too, am looking at that offensive line room. Do they need to add someone there? I want to see more from the offensive line, but those are the three positions: offensive line, outside backer, cornerback, where I'm making the considerations about adding a body to the room. And study ins! With that, that is the conclusion of the Double Shot Saturday here on the study session. Again, thank you so much for joining me. I would love to connect with you. Please drop me an email at thestillstudy@gmail.com or connect with me via Twitter @stillstudy. I love you guys. Thanks for being a supporter of the Still Study. It means the world to me, and I will catch up with you next week. I promise. That's it. No more. Giving you a break. Rest up on Sunday. We'll be back Monday for another full week of study sessions, and enjoy yourself and your family. Peace.